Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. And he called to Moshe, and Hashem spoke to him from the tent of meeting. Rashi explains that Hashem's call to Moshe was akin to the call of angels before they praise God. Each one would call to the other and say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." The same word, kara, appears in both verses. So Rashi says, quote, "A call preceded all of the talks, speeches, and commandments. And this is a term of affection, the term the ministering angels used, as it says, and each called to the next." Rashi highlights that Hashem calls Moshe with a sense of chiba, of affection and feeling for him. And what defines this affection? It is speaking to him as the angels speak to one another. For one thing, the angels call to each other, asking each other for permission to praise God. In other words, they treat each other like equals. Hashem, therefore, is giving Moshe the privilege of being his equal, so to speak, when he teaches to him. Furthermore, of course, angels are pure, perfect, without sin and temptation. Hashem is also not only treating Moshe as an equal then, but even as pure and good. This is, then, the meaning of affection. It means to treat people as though they are equal to us, and not as less than. And it means we see the good in them. This is a gift that we must offer to one another. The very same gift that Hashem gave to Moshe when he taught him each and every law in the Torah. We must treat others as our equals and see the good in them whenever we speak to them. This was the divine invitation that Hashem gave to Moshe. It is the same divine invitation that we can give to others. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please subscribe, share this episode with a friend, or leave a review. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@uosh.org. If you're in Houston, please come, daven, learn, and join us at United Orthodox Synagogues. We'd love to see you.